Fiesta. All the offers are listed on the website, SantaFeWinterFiesta.com, and more offers will be added weekly. There's still time to be part of the excitement. Call Hutton Broadcasting today at 471-1067 to have your offer listed on the website and ask how you can sponsor a day or be featured in advertising messages or even promote your Santa Fe Winter Fiesta offer in an on-air interview. Santa Fe Winter Fiesta is coming soon.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello and welcome to a special New Year's weekend edition of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to thank you for joining us today as we do a roundtable of real estate issues that every buyer, seller, and homeowner may encounter in 2011. In a few minutes, my special guests and I will tackle a variety of topics we hope to find, hope you find interesting. But before we get going with that, I invite you to launch into your new year by going to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.atreradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out all of these stellar companies. And one of these companies, Planet Forward LLC, is offering a very unique and useful energy analysis and ratings service, which is very much worth checking out right now. Planet Forward is still in the process of perfecting their energy analysis and ratings, but for more information, give Rod Geston, one of the principals of the company, a call at 505-690-6370. Again, that's 505-670-6370. And you can also check out Planet Forward LLC by going to our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. I also plan on having Rod on the show in the very near future to talk about this very interesting energy analysis and rating system. And as always, if you want to send us a real estate comment or question today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. And if we have time, I will make sure that I read it on the program. It's our very first show of 2011, and we have a lot going on today, so I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Happy New Year, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, it's now 2011, so we got to look ahead at the coming year. And to borrow a phrase, it seems like deja vu all over again.
Uh-huh.
Last year's defining word for the mortgage industry was regulation. It looks to me like this year it will be the same. The biggest hump or bump comes in on April 1st. When HUD changes the way that loan officers like me can be compensated. The short version of a very long discussion is that we get paid by rebate, and our compensation is usually based upon rate. The higher the rate, the higher the rebate. I usually make about 1%, and as rate goes up, the rebate goes up or down, the rebate goes down. Competition usually results in a saving to the consumer or to the borrower. The banks haven't worked out how they're going to pay loan officers, but they can't pay loan officers based on rate. And my guess is that, as with the previous regulations that we've seen in the last year, it's going to cost the borrower more. You know, my crystal ball is still broken, but I think there's a silver lining to recent rate increases. Bouncing off historical lows to a level that is still really, really cheap may signal a return to normally functioning mortgage market and may really signal rising or a stabilizing real estate market.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot to look forward to in 2011, some of it good. And some of it not so good.
Well, Andrew, first of all, I want you to get that crystal ball fixed because we're going into a new year and we need one, particularly
right.
on your side of the aisle. And I know that credit availability has been an issue as the pendulum has swung back from the meltdown of 2 years ago. And a lot of people have had to have higher credit scores in order to qualify for loans. Mm-hmm. But maybe, and because the banks have been risk averse, maybe, though, in 2011, is it your instinct that perhaps the banks will free up a little bit more of the credit availability?
Well, the regulators want to regulate more, but I think there are usually overlays, and those overlays seem to be loosening up from many of the lenders. And I do think that with a little higher rates that there will be credit availability.
That's good. Well, as always, sound counsel, thank you for starting off the new year with us. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. I will talk to you next Sunday, okay?
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gino Thompson, to continue our roundtable of issues that are important to people here in 2011, I want to share a conversation I had this past week with Robin Schritter of Hub International regarding how business owners can protect their assets. Now let's take a listen to what she had to share with me. It's been said that exposure to being sued is just as common as owning a home or driving a car. To talk about how one can protect themselves against the challenges that litigation can bring, I'd like to welcome Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President with Hub International, to the show. Nice to have you back on All Things Real Estate, Robin.
Great to be back, Ray. Thanks. You know, Ray, it's not just the wealthy, highly visible, that are being sued. Currently, our litigation system sees over 70,000 lawsuits filed per day, many without any merit. Unfortunately, being right is not always enough.
Now, that's a serious concern, Robin. How bad is the situation for business owners?
Well, Ray, the average legal cost of settling a frivolous lawsuit is about $91,000. This is in addition to the actual settlement amount. The average sexual harassment suit against a small business owner could produce a verdict of over $500,000. And unfortunately, employees are suing more often, winning more often, and the judgments just keep getting larger.
Well, Robin, what should a business owner actually do?
Plan defensively. An umbrella policy is good. However, when determining the amount of coverage, the question you should ask is the defense coverage inside the policy limit, or is it in addition to the policy limit? Always try and go with an insurance company that offers defense coverage that is in addition to the coverage amount.
Makes a lot of sense, Robin. What are some of the categories where people may be at the greatest risk?
Risks of lawsuits are most common for the following: people with a high net worth or high liability, somebody like a future doctor, someone who is highly visible in society, or someone who has assets that are difficult to replace if they're lost or reduced. Or more generally, any individual who has employees, rental properties, or children, which obviously covers a lot of people.
And Robin, I know from my own experience that legal entities such as limited liability partnerships, asset protection trusts, and income protection plans can protect some collectible assets.
Very true, but there are always some common misconceptions about protection. For instance, a revocable living trust is a wonderful estate planning tool. However, its specific purpose is usually to avoid probate and estate taxes, and does not shelter a person from a lawsuit. In fact, a court judgment could require that the trust be revoked and assets tendered as payment of the judgment.
Okay, Robin, so what actions should be taken to protect a business?
Several things, Ray. First, realize your value as a target and do something to protect it. Second, be realistic about the possibility of exposure and the effect that a judgment could have on your financial plan. Third, use the right tools. Each asset protection tool has a specific business purpose that protects specific types of property. Fourth, maintain a legitimate business purpose for all legal tools. And fifth, don't forget income and receivables. Protect the source. The reality is, it's impossible to insure yourself against every possible contingency. However, be smart and limit your exposure.
Great advice, Robin. And if you have your own insurance questions, please go to our website, www.atreradio.com, then click on the Hub International logo. Okay, back in the studio today, Gino Thompson, my producer. We're going to take a break a little bit early here because I have a special guest in the studio with me today. And when we come back from our break here on All Things Real Estate, we're going to do a little bit of an interview with this special guest. So as I'm teasing you out there, stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
I was not really living my life. I was absent. I wasn't there for anyone, especially my kids. Jack's science project, he asked me to help. I don't even know what to do or if he did it.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, recovery is the solution. Call 1-800-662-HELP.
Through treatment, I'm living my life every day.
Can you check my homework, Dad?
Already did.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Being a pet is risky business. That's why every pet can benefit from a risk assessment and wellness exam twice a year. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. It is the first show of 2011, and I'm delighted to be here with Gino Thompson, my producer. We are doing a little roundtable today of real estate issues. We start out the program, as always, with Andrew Hoffman, who gave us some mortgage information that you can be on the lookout for in 2011. And that was a very nice segment from Robin Schritter of Hub International, just talking about some of those things that you need to do to protect your assets if you're a small business owner or an individual. But now it's my pleasure to introduce my associate broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Caroline Russell. Happy New Year and welcome to the show, Caroline.
Happy New Year, Ray. It's great to be here.
Did you have a nice holiday?
A wonderful holiday. And you?
Well, we enjoyed it. You know, we ate a little bit too much. Didn't drink too much, though. That's always an issue, I think, this time of the year. But this cold weather is something else, huh? I mean, we're not used to that. I mean, you're a Houstonian kind of girl, so this is really at the other end of the chart for you, isn't it?
Did not grow up with snow, that's for sure.
Yeah, really. Well, Caroline has been doing real estate as a professional since 1990 and is known as one of Sotheby's top producers, and among other accomplishments, was named by our Santa Fe Real Estate Association as Realtor of the Year in 2010. I really have to congratulate you on that. That's quite an honor, isn't it?
Thank you. I'm very humbled by it.
Yeah.
It is a real honor to be recognized by your peers. I obviously give back to the real estate community because it's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of factors that go into deciding who the Realtor of the Year is. Basically your service and production and respect of your peers. So it's a huge honor.
Right.
And, I'm just really humbled by it.
Well, and well-deserved, and of course we in Sotheby's International Realty are proud to have the Realtor of the Year among our family of very successful brokers. Is that, and I know this accomplishment is significant because the selection process, as you alluded to, is a serious one. It's not a popularity contest. I mean, there has to be true accomplishments for for you to be nominated and then to be selected. But I'm just curious, is there any value to you as a broker of being able to tell your clients that you were Realtor of the Year?
Yes, there is, and I've absolutely been touched by the outpouring of support I've gotten from people, mm-hmm. The congratulations that I've received, and the recognition that it is a huge honor.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I want to sort of segue from this honor and ask you why you got into real estate. I mean, what motivated you to do that? You've been doing it since 1990, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit about your background because you came up here from a different part of the country, but why real estate?
Well, I'm one of those people who decided early in my life that I wanted to be a realtor. Mm-hmm. I didn't really come from another career. I was an education major, and after student teaching, decided that really was not the world I needed to be in. And I love people and I love houses? Is that how you get into real estate?
Yeah, it has to go together that way, I think, most of the time, to be successful.
It was important to me to support people in the most important decision they make in their life, which is their home. It's
right.
Their identity. It's where they raise their family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very important to me to be involved in something that was such a huge part of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could go out and sell clothes or anything because I don't know how necessary that is, but it's a really necessary purchase.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good way of putting it, and I think a lot of people just think, well, it's just, you know, give me a house, write a contract, you're over with. But I think most brokers who are successful, the issue of passion has to play into what they do every single day. If you don't like it, as with most trades, but then it's this one in particular, because you are dealing with the largest purchase of someone that someone will have in their life, so you've got to make sure that you are not only a professional, but you have to show your commitment to them, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, beyond being a successful real estate broker, and you came up from Houston, you have the pedigree of Sotheby's because you were down there with a firm that is now part of Sotheby's International Realty. But you are also very much involved in the community here, aren't you? What, charity work and the like?
Yes, it's very important to me to give back. I come from a background. My mother was very involved in charity. And if I'm not giving back, I really feel a loss in my life that I'm not supporting people. So I actually developed the Kentucky Derby event 7 years ago, which we did for Habitat for Humanity for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's here in Santa Fe.
Here in Santa Fe,
uh-huh.
At La Posada, May 7th, 2011.
There
please
you go.
Put it on your calendar.
There you go.
This year it will benefit Southwest Care Center, mm-hmm. which is another charity near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
They support people living with HIV and AIDS,
mm-hmm.
And are an incredible research facility. They're a model clinic around the world.
Right.
So really love to be involved in things that make a difference in people's lives.
And I think that really carries over to, again, going back to the practice of real estate, is that buyers and sellers look for someone who does have community involvement, because if you have community involvement, you probably know the community pretty well, first of all, and that's important as a real estate. If you're a cab driver or a real estate broker, those are two trades where you have to know the city pretty well.
Absolutely.
And so being involved in various events like this helps you gain that sort of knowledge of the city. But I'm curious, too, Gino, I'm going to tell you that when Caroline came in here, we were in the green room earlier, she walked in with one of these coolers that said Redskins on it. And I said, you're a Redskins fan? You're from Houston? What's that all about? And I'd forgotten when I looked at her biography that she actually graduated from school, from college in D.C., and that's where you built up your love for the Redskins, right?
Absolutely. When you live in a town and they win back-to-back championships,
yeah.
You're pretty much dedicated to them for the rest of your life, no matter what the season's like. And this past season was not really that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't like those old days. And I say this because, Caroline, you know that I'm still a Sotheby's International Realty agent back in D.C., spent many, many years working in D.C., and once you're there, you have to become a Redskins fan. Otherwise, I think they kick you out of the District of Columbia, don't they?
It's critical,
yeah,
yes.
Indeed. Well, let's talk a little bit about your perspective as a broker, again, successful one, the state of the market. We are here at the very beginning of 2011. There are a lot of statistics out there. I'm going to talk about this later on in the program today. Good news, bad news, the whole nine yards. But from your perspective on the ground as a professional real estate broker, what do you see? What's your crystal ball telling you 2011 is going to bring?
Well, Ray, I'm very optimistic about 2011. We've ended this past year with sales up. from the previous year. We're breaking that trend where each year the production was less and less. So I'm very optimistic about that. Cautionary, however, because just because production is up and units are being sold doesn't mean prices are going up.
Right.
And I don't think we're going to see that for quite some time.
Yeah.
But I'm very optimistic about 2011.
Well, actually, it's interesting because the National Association of Realtors, we all are members of that, came out with some data this past week, and they indicated that prices actually have stabilized somewhat, which is good news because before they can start rising, they have to stabilize rather than keep going down. And their chief economist is predicting that for 2011, prices across the country will continue to be very stable. That's at least what their crystal ball is saying. One other thing that he said in his report was that they see that there could be a slight blip in sales across the country, but in the West, which was the most successful part of the country at the end of this last year, measuring sales, it was up by 18%. So I think we probably, as a destination for a lot of people who want to come to sunnier, warmer climates, are going to be the beneficiaries of that in the real estate trade, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the great things about our market is we never had the huge inflation in prices that other places did, so we didn't have quite as much of a correction to make. And I do believe we're at a point where we're fairly stabilized.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carolyn, as I told you, this thing goes very quickly. We've already been on the air longer than you thought we were going to be on, but I want to leave the last couple of seconds to you before I go on to the next segment. What's your message for buyers and sellers out there in 2011? Go ahead.
What is my message to them?
Yes.
Well,
buy if you're a buyer, right?
Buy if you're a buyer, sell if you're a seller.
Yeah.
You know, it's important that buyers and sellers cooperate with each other.
Very good.
And be operate in good faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to buy, be realistic about what you need and what you're willing to do. Mm-hmm. And for sellers out there, be gentle.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice. And coming from the 2010 Realtor of the Year, Caroline Russell, I think that's the kind of counsel you ought to take to the bank with you. Anyway, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. I want to have you back again, okay?
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
Anyway, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm of Shore, Yost, and Patterson. Today, attorney Chris Knutson offers some counsel regarding buying a home in the new year, which is probably, as Caroline Russell was talking about, the most important legal transaction that you will ever undertake. Now, more than ever, home buyers looking to purchase property need to consider key issues such as the terms of the purchase agreement, the owner's policy of title insurance, and whether there are any easements or other restrictions affecting the property that they're about ready to buy. Beyond working with your realtor to identify the home you wish to buy, the purchase contract is probably the most important step in purchasing a home. The details of the purchase agreement determine what you will buy as well as when and how you will buy it. The agreement also outlines the rights and responsibilities of the buyer and seller in the event the deal goes sour. Before signing, read the purchase agreement carefully and pay attention to issues regarding payment of earnest money, notice requirements, and buyer and seller deadlines, taxes, broker's fees, title insurance, surveys, and that all-important home inspection. Ask questions if you don't understand something or if you're not satisfied with the answer, actually consider consulting an attorney. The custom and practice in New Mexico is for the seller to provide an owner's policy of title insurance to the buyer. Now, title insurance ensures clear title to the property by protecting against, among other things, forged or fraudulent deeds, defective recording, and unrecorded liens or other encumbrances affecting the property. Before issuing a policy, the title company will search for and carefully examine documents related to the property. The title company will also then issue a title commitment containing the proposed terms of the insurance policy. You should carefully review your title commitment prior to closing and seriously consider having an attorney review it as well. At a minimum, though, make sure you understand what type of policy is being issued and what items are being accepted from the coverage. These exceptions can be found in Schedule B2 of the title commitment. Now, the exceptions will refer to specific documents affecting the property, which the title company will provide to you upon request. You should ask for and review these documents so you understand whether there are any easements, covenants, conditions, and restrictions affecting the property. Buying a home is one of the most expensive purchases you will ever make. Put simply, it pays to perform a careful review of all the documents related to the transaction before you reach the closing table. Thank you, Chris Knutson, for some excellent first-of-the-year legal advice. If you have your own legal or real estate questions, you can contact Chris at the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm at SantaFeLawyers.com or by phone at 505-989-7500. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will continue our roundtable discussion of 2011 real estate issues important to you as a buyer, seller, or homeowner. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon. His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems go.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition. The Make-A-Wish Foundation can give them hope that will lift their spirits in these trying times.
It's Rescue Company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we're doing a roundtable of real estate issues as we launch into the new year. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to tell you about my very special friends at Canyon Ridge, the community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better location. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com, or you can call them at 877-469-7707 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Next Sunday, I'm going to have Mike Plant, who is one of the co-principals of Canyon Ridge, back on the show. And Mike is, as Gino Thompson knows, an extraordinary individual. He's a former Olympic athlete. He is the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves. His wife is an Olympic swimmer, no longer swimming professionally or Olympic-wise, but he's quite an international sports figure and has developed this beautiful ranch home site in Chama with his partner Steve Ziegler. So we'll look forward to having Mike back on the program. I'm now very happy to introduce Emily Garcia, my associate broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Happy New Year to you, Emily, and welcome to the show.
Ray, it's a real honor to be here.
Well, it's my honor, really, and I really do appreciate you carving out time on your Sunday. You like Caroline Russell, who was just on the show, are very busy. You've lived all over the world. You're a very well-respected realtor here in Santa Fe and one of the top-producing brokers at Sotheby's International Realty. But I think that the listeners, Emily, would really find it interesting to learn why you got into real estate and what makes the practice of real estate really rewarding for you.
Well, you know, it's really very humble beginnings. My father and, you know, we had four girls, so we were his boys, helping him learn how to do everything. And then my late husband and I remodeled properties. And that was going to be our retirement. When he passed away, we were young and silly and had no health insurance. And so I started doing remodels to pay off medical bills and ended up with a new career. I've always been a businesswoman. That's my background. But I love love the one-on-one, working with people, working here in my community. Santa Fe is just, it's an honor to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've just built a wonderful life for my son and I.
Well, and that is significant for you to characterize Santa Fe that way, because you have lived in very interesting locations, some of which I've actually visited and worked in myself, Zurich, Switzerland in particular. So you find that all of those international places that you've been to really sort of pale in significance when compared to Santa Fe. Is that the view?
Well, you know, there's an international quality to Santa Fe that exists in very few cities. You know, there's a real authenticity here,
right,
that makes a place really unique. And there's a sacredness.
Mm-hmm.
There's the land is very special. The people are special. And you combine, you know, the culture, the sophistication, and the ease of life. It's just really, I find, the most special place that I've found anywhere in the world.
Well, anyone who works with you, Emily Garcia, is lucky with that kind of passion for this community. It really helps. And I asked Caroline Russell in the last segment about her view of the market, and I know you've got some thoughts you want to share with the listeners as well about where we're going in real estate in 2011. So why don't you share a few of those thoughts?
Sure. I think that the single biggest important factor is consumer confidence,
mm-hmm,
because what people are feeling, what the general populace, that's going to motivate everything. And for the first time, we're seeing consumer confidence increasing since we've had this crash happen. And we see that showing unemployment is starting to decline a little bit, and I know that that's the holidays, but spending is up, and housing sales are increasing. So the fact that people are feeling good again, and the general attitude about moving into 2011, there's just a tremendous sense of upliftment. And that combined with Fannie Mae, which is the largest real estate organization to have an impact on real estate in the United States, they see sales increasing by 3% nationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had nothing but declines.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we really are at the bottom, that the first half of 2011, we might continue to see things cleaning up,
mm-hmm,
but I do expect the second half of 2011 to be a significant turnaround nationally. And in Santa Fe, I think we're already starting to see that turnaround.
Yeah, and indeed, Fannie Mae also had some interesting information. I know at the end of this last year, they had the second part of one of their national surveys that revealed that in spite of the housing crisis, Americans generally, overwhelmingly, still dream about owning a home. So you're discovering that with your own clients, aren't you, Emily?
Absolutely. I mean, this was a hard year. We all had to work a lot harder.
Yep.
But we in Santa Fe saw lots of people who said, hey, you know, I always wanted a house in Santa Fe. Maybe I can afford one now.
Right.
And I had people that I hadn't talked to in 3-5 years calling going, hey, what about this option? What about this option? And, you know, really had some really sweet sales because they were unexpected.
Right. Well, and you know what? I think you've given a very optimistic but a very truthful spin on what we can look forward to in 2011. Emily Garcia, I really do appreciate you being on All Things Real Estate. I hope it was fun for you.
My pleasure, Ray. Delighted you do this, and happy to help out anytime I can.
Well, listen, I'm going to have you back on the program. We'll do another roundtable real soon, and that's Emily Garcia, one of the top producers at Sotheby's International Realty. Emily is one of the brokers in our firm who I'm delighted to be associated with now that we're all part of the Sotheby's International Realty family. So, Emily, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I will talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Ray.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gino Thompson, I want to shift gears a bit and tell you that earlier today I had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, regarding some thoughts on getting ready for an estate sale in 2011. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. I want to welcome Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, to the broadcast booth. Nice to have you on the show, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. It's good to see you.
This locally owned and well-known Santa Fe institution has for nearly 30 years been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, as well as a full range of professional estate sale services. Today, as part of our Unique Locations Real Estate segment, Stephen's going to offer his thoughts on how the gallery can actually help real estate brokers and their clients in meeting estate sale and home staging needs. What's that all about, Stephen?
Well, you know, Ray, the folks in the real estate business know as well as anybody that each customer has individual and unique needs. And no two homes are exactly alike. No two customers are exactly alike. And so no two estate sales are exactly alike, nor are the needs for dealing with the estate items or the items that are in the house. Just recently, a broker gave me a call and suggested that maybe I could help them to empty out a house that had sold. Mm-hmm. It needed to be emptied out on fairly short notice, within 2 weeks,
right.
And whether we would be able to do an on-site sale, whether that was appropriate or not. So the first question I had was, is it part of an association? And if it is, do the association covenants allow on-site sales?
I see.
And if so, if they would contact the management to find to make sure that that was a go.
Uh-huh.
As it turned out, that was not the case. We could not do the sale there because there were covenants that prevented having sales open to the public.
Uh-huh.
We could have conducted a private sale, but the seller was concerned about people coming into the house during the winter months and having snow or rain or mud brought into the home before it was transferred to the new owner.
Makes sense.
So we've decided that we're going to go ahead and take and remove all of those items that are the better items and most valuable items on consignment.
Uh-huh.
And then the remaining items, the seller has been gracious enough to donate to a local charity.
Uh-huh.
So each house, each need, each broker's needs are different. What we can offer is that we can go out free of charge and do an assessment. And that's what we did for this one particular broker.
Uh-huh.
And so she knew how to move forward, and I think it's all turned out very well.
Well, I know you've been of great assistance to the real estate community. A lot of brokers have used your estate sale
mm-hmm.
services over the years. So, Stephen, I want to thank you for your excellent suggestions. And I want to remind the listeners that they should stop by Stephen's Consignment Gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, or you can contact Stephen Eatry directly at 505-471-0802. Again, Stephen, thanks a lot for being on the show. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks, Ray. It's great to be with you.
Bye-bye. Another big supporter of all things real estate, Stephen Eatry of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. Gino, we did a great remote broadcast from Stephen's gallery back in October. Had a lot of fun. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people. It seemed like half of Santa Fe was there. We really enjoyed it. Actually, I still have Caroline Russell here in the studio. She's sitting very quietly like a church mouse over here because I told her to do that. But, you know, you can chime in at any point. You can say, Ray, that's silly or that's good or bad or whatever. But anyway, now I'm going to bring you back.
Ray, that's an excellent point.
Thank you so much. I wasn't fishing for that, but thank you. I appreciate it. I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts, who was on our show last week, and she did a great job, and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities here in 2011. And you know that there are a lot of noble causes out there that are worth supporting, and one of them is DollarsForSchools.org, administered in partnership with the Santa Fe Community Foundation. Now, the goal of DollarsForSchools.org is to raise money to benefit specific classrooms and projects in the Santa Fe public schools. At a time when funds have been cut for programs such as the arts, athletics, field trips, and extracurricular activities, it's hoped that the support can be given through the generosity of individuals and small businesses for these and many other public school programs. A fully tax-deductible donation of as little as $25 can help improve the lives of many children and push Santa Fe's schools to higher national rankings. Sotheby's International Realty is a strong supporter of this worthy program, and we hope that you can find it in your heart to also help out the kids who are really the future of our town and nation. So, again, check out DollarsForSchools.org. Again, that's dollars, the number four, schools.org. And consider bringing some happiness to a cause that really can help a lot of kids. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to come to our famous Open House of the Week segment. And I'm going to have my friend here in the studio, Caroline Russell, jump back in as well and say goodbye. But before we do that, we're going to take a break here. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hey.
Hey.
What?
There's a swarm of locusts flying just around you.
I know. I was busy throwing rocks at stuff, and then swarm of locusts.
Sounds like bad karma. Maybe you should volunteer. Help a little old lady across the street, something. Get your karma right.
Karma? All right, that's just dumb.
Ow! Stay on the universe's good side. Volunteer, vote, get involved. Go to getgoodkarma.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And by that music, you know that we've reached our famous Open House of the Week segment. But before we do that, I'm going to tease you and hold my colleague on the line there for a second. I hope you can hold on there for a second, Deanne. I know you're there, and I know you're looking at the phone saying, Ray, why are you doing this to me? But I want to take a moment to tell you about Westgate Properties, LLC. A multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company. Westgate Properties is hosting a major homeowner association seminar, which is free and open to the public on Sunday, January 23rd, to be held at the Hotel Santa Fe located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta. The seminar will begin with registration at 10:30 a.m. and feature a roundtable of experts who will speak to every single issue that relates to condo and homeowner associations. Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties and host of the seminar, has asked me to air a live remote broadcast of all things real estate from the seminar. Besides the panel of experts and the staging of the radio show from the seminar, there will also be refreshments served and a drawing for some major gifts. And actually, Tom and I met this last week. Gino, you may want to put your name in the hat on this. The gifts that I've suggested to him, which he's going to go out and buy, are unbelievable. Any buyer, seller, or homeowner would want them. So mark your calendar Sunday, January 23rd, for this free and important Homeowner Association seminar beginning at 10:30 a.m., again at the Hotel Santa Fe. For additional information, you can call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And I look forward to seeing you there because we're going to be doing a remote broadcast of all things real estate. Okay, Deanne Ottaway, I know you're waiting for me to do this. We are up to our Open House of the Week segment. My good friend, my former colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and someone who has actually hosted her own remote broadcast on Halloween, of all days, which was a fabulous event, Deanne Ottaway of Sotheby's International Realty. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well here in Tsuki.
Well, and then you're going to be in Tsuki doing an open house. I know you want to talk to me about Tsuki and the area, but you want to talk about the house first or Tsuki? You pick.
Well, let's talk about Tsuki. The open house signs are up. We're behind the Tsuki Market. All you have to do is come to Tsuki Market, go past Bissers Lodge, up the hill, and we're right there. Look for the open house signs, and it's only 10 minutes from downtown Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a wonderful little village with the acacias, orchards, and actually the mountains of Sangre de Cusco I'm looking at right now. So come on down and see this great home. It's It's an adobe home with a pitched roof.
Mm-hmm.
1,295 square feet. It's on 0.14 acres with two bedrooms, one bath. One of the great things about it has a separate entrance, so if somebody's looking for office where client needs to come to, that's available here with this house.
Mm-hmm. And, again, I think I don't think either of us have mentioned the address. It's 2 Camino Las Cuatas, right?
Cuatas. Uh-huh. And that is a great little story. The definition of that is Avenue or Road of the Twins. We have 90-year-old twins that live up the street here, and it was named after them.
Uh-huh. And go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, you go.
And it's listed at $460,000.
Uh-huh.
And we'd love to see anybody to come down till 2 here.
And, again, the best way to get there, again, refresh the listeners, the best way to get there?
Take 285 North to Tusuki, take the Aqua Road exit, and it goes past the Tusuki Market.
Mm-hmm.
You turn right at the market and go up the hill. And the first turn left is Griego Hill, and you turn left there. I turn right at the top of the hill. But the signs are out there. It's very easy. Just get to the Tusuki Market and look for the signs.
And you're going to be there from 12 to 2, right?
I am.
And, Deanne Ottaway, you do great open houses. I know that because you did one as a remote broadcast on Halloween. You had everybody dressed in costumes. I wasn't. I was being a radio guy that day, so I guess I came in costume with a headset on. But it was a fabulous event, and I know that anyone who comes to see Deanne today is going to enjoy looking at this lovely little property. You said it was very cute, right?
Very cute, very quaint. Adobe, it has traditional beam ceilings in the dining room, living room, and kitchen. It's furnished fabulously, and it has tile floors. And I invite everybody to come out.
Very good. Well, that's Deanne Ottaway. Again, that's 2 Camino Las Cuatas. Just go by Tusuki Village Market. Make a right-hand turn there at the market. Follow the signs. Deanne will be there today from 12 to 2. So I encourage everyone to maybe, you know, have brunch at Tusuki Village Market and then go by and see Deanne. How better a day could that be, right, Deanne?
It is. And actually, it has 2 fireplaces, and we got them going, and it's very comfy walking in here.
Excellent. Well, on a day like this, that's good news. So anyway, Deanne Ottaway, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. Good luck with your open house. I hope the buyer is on his or her way to the property.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Bye.
Gino Thompson, my producer, we're coming to the end of our first show here in 2011. I want to ask you if you have a special New Year's resolution. You have to be mic'd up there. I didn't give you a chance to do that.
I'm going to have to pull the mic close. I was thinking about it when you mentioned it earlier. Uh-huh. I would say to spend more time with family.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. You know, it's as you get older, unfortunately, members disappear, and you just got to take them for granted. Be there for them, you know.
Well, and you know, you work for a company here that I think really values that as well. I know Scott Hutton really embraces that concept.
Yes, I'm feel very fortunate to work for Hutton Broadcasting. It's a very, very good company to work
for.
Well,
I'm going to say on air that they're lucky to have you, and I've told Scott Hutton more than once that if he ever decides to let you go, which he never will, that you have a career with me if you want to, but you've got too sweet a deal here with Scott Hutton. Anyway, Gino Thompson, I want to thank you for all the hard work and the professional skill that you've put into every one of our broadcasts over the past year and a half that we've done this together. You want to continue doing it? What do you think?
Of course.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, Gino Thompson, for your commentary.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. In my cover article in the January edition of the All Things Real Estate newsletter, I offer some thoughts on what 2011 may bring to all of us today. And, in fact, we got some very good commentary earlier from Caroline Russell and from Emily Garcia about what they thought 2011 was going to bring. And so I want to offer my own 2 cents. Specifically, there's reason to have faith and hope that the economy in 2011 will continue to trend in the right direction, which means improvement in the housing market. For instance, the Institute for Supply Management recently reported that its index of manufacturing activity came in at a score of 56.6 for November 2010, and any reading above 50 indicates economic growth. In addition, a new survey from the Federal Reserve shows that in 10 of its 12 national banking regions, the U.S. economy is growing. The Wall Street Journal reports that 55 economic forecasters predict 2011 growth for the U.S. economy at around 3%. And though we need to see steady improvement in the nation's employment situation, ADP Employer Services reports some encouraging news that employment at private companies in November of last year showed the largest increase since November of 2007. Now, on top of all this, retailers report that 2010 holiday sales were among the strongest in many years. Also, Fannie Mae, the secondary mortgage market lender, recently reported that despite the housing crisis, Americans maintain a strong desire to own a home. And perhaps in response to this finding, survey results by Riz Media show home builders around the country are pointing to an uptick in business in 2011. Now, is everything as perfect as we enter this new year as we would want it to be? Well, it's far from that. And do we need to redouble our efforts to get us further down the road to recovery? I think everyone would state an emphatic yes. But it seems to me that perhaps in the spirit of hope and faith, maybe what was best embodied on those two concepts was a recent quote from the incoming chancellor of the New York Public Schools and former head of Hearst Magazine's Kathleen Black. Quote, "I've never been afraid of people who say something is never going to make it. If it's got the right investment and the right market, it can make it. So if I have to make a resolution for 2011, it would be to suggest that we take Ms. Black's positive perspective and make it our collective mantra for the new year." Caroline Russell, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Do you have any last thoughts about being in the broadcast booth and any recommendations for people out there?
Well, thank you, Ray, for having me. Not nearly as scary as I thought it was going to be, having not been on the radio before. So thanks for making it pleasant and happy, and I wish everyone out there a happy 2011.
Very good. I want to thank Caroline Russell and Emily Garcia of Sotheby's International Realty and all of my other guests for offering some very useful commentary as we start this new year. Gino Thompson, my producer, thank you for your very thoughtful resolution yourself about spending more time with family. That was very heartfelt. I also want to thank Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty for making the first show of 2011 a real hit. Thank you all out there for tuning into the program today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you all the best in 2011, and I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.